Welcome to the podcast. I am photographer Sid Caesar.
And I'm designer Dave Say.
And welcome on this glorious Monday, September 12th, 2016.
Wow, it's like we haven't like skipped a beat.
It's a moment.
Your voice sounds great, Sid.
Does it?
It does.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus. This is the first one that we've done since
December. Well, I think you said last December. December 2015. Yeah, so.
Good gosh.
What are we going to talk about?
What a year.
We didn't even think about that. We just spent the past hour setting up the podcast.
Well, we can talk about that we're no longer, well, right now we're no longer recording it out of my photography studio.
Yeah, there's some news behind that.
Yes. The news is that our building, the Picker Building, which I have been in since 2004.
Wow.
Is being sold. And I think we talked about this the last time.
We might have.
Because it happened last October. So there was a couple of podcasts we did where I talked about it. Yeah. But we sort of skipped a year. So skip until right now.
Jumping ahead.
So the Picker Building is tentatively going to be sold. I think in November is the closing date for it. The good news is that we have found a new building to move a bunch of the studios in. There's about 10 or 12 of us. We're actually moving almost across the street into another building. It's another mill building. And it gets very convoluted, but in order to do that, a couple of artists in the building have formed an LLC. They took on the responsibility of forming an LLC. And so there's a group of artists that are sort of under this name of the,
look in the camera, dude.
Oh, look in the camera, of the, Picker. I have to remember the name cause it's still kind of new. The Picker Collaborative Artists.
Yes. Artists.
And we're going to be at 3 Pine Street in Nashua, which is almost across the street from where we currently are.
Yeah.
And it's actually sort of, it actually kind of, right now we're in the build out stage. So tomorrow, supposedly floors are going to start coming in and we have to get in there and start laying the floors down. Then we have to start building out the walls for the studio spaces. So we're trying to be into this new space on October 1st of this year. So like three weeks.
Is that going to be in time for Art Walk?
Art Walk is October 15th and 16th.
Really?
Supposedly, I'm supposed to be going to an event in Connecticut that weekend. So I don't know if I'm going to be here for that. But it's still sort of up in the air as to whether or not the actual building is going to be ready by the 15th and 16th because there's a lot of work to be done. But it's taken a whole year. And we as a group, we looked at a lot of buildings. It was almost like somebody signed us up for a tour of like the crappiest buildings in Nashua. A lot of them were in just, I mean, most of them should just be knocked down. Like
for those who are watching who don't know, this podcast is a local podcast that we do in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is in New England, about 40 miles north of Boston.
Yeah.
And our podcast is about, well, ostensibly about making a living in the creative arts.
What it's like trying to be creative.
Which is like complaining about stuff.
Basically, we just complain.
You know, comic books and movies and the kind of things that get us going about the arts. That's generally the idea behind this podcast.
Yes. So normally we do the podcast from the studio. Right now the studio is like 80% boxed up. Most of it's not even in the studio anymore. Most of it is in boxes and we moved all those boxes into Sarah's old bedroom at her parents' house this weekend. And so I have a couple more things I need to move out. And then I sort of just have my gear, my computer desk, my computer. And then I have some, I've got a couple of shoots coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I had to sort of keep the minimal amount, but it looks really empty. It's really empty.
Is it sad?
Yeah, it is. It is. So it'll be, so the build out for this new space will be kind of interesting. It's going to be a lot smaller. I currently have 700 square feet, and I'm shrinking down to 400 and something square feet.
Oh, that's like about the size of this room.
Is it?
Well, like this section here.
Oh yeah. It's going to be 35 feet long and it's going to be 12 feet wide.
All right. This, my condo is 35 feet long from here to that side.
Okay.
And it's 15 feet wide. So.
Oh, so it's almost going to be about the size of your condo.
That's not a bad size.
The one thing that's going to be a challenge is I'm actually going to be sharing this space.
Sharing is caring, though.
Yes. So I'm going to be sharing with a painter. I'm unsure of what the floor plan is going to be like. She kind of knows that I need the length to shoot in, and I'm going to have a roll of backdrop paper that's against one wall, and I'm going to have it on a pulley system. So this is unfamiliar territory as far as playing sharing time with my stuff. And so I need to figure out, you know, can I leave my equipment there or am I going to need to cart it back and forth and everything.
When you went to college, did you commute or did you?
I commuted.
Okay. So you haven't had,
I haven't done the dorm
other than being married.
Right.
Which is a whole nother thing.
Yes.
You haven't had the I am sharing a room with stranger for the first
time. Correct.
Year. Okay.
Yes.
So that's an important, I think, experience to have. You know, I think it was fairly positive. You know, but I come across people every once in a while who haven't had that experience, mm-hmm. and it's like they are freaked out
right.
about this,
right.
especially yeah. as you get older. When you're young, you don't know any better. So it's
So, but I'm hoping it'll work out. The person that I'm going to be sharing space with, she told me she's usually only there on evenings and weekends, which is usually when I'm not there.
Yeah.
So it could work out perfectly. It's just going to be a matter of, she does really large paintings, so it's going to be a matter of just real estate and how much space we have and everything. For me, it'll be a chance to sort of work a little more minimally. Plus at the same time, so when they announced that the building was going to be sold, we also figured it would be a good time to start house hunting. So we've also been doing that. And my thought was we could find a house with either an outbuilding or a piece of land where I could actually basically build a big rectangle, like
that'd be cool.
Studio space. So we've been doing that. The fact that we found this new studio space in this new building with this group of artists, it's going to take the stress off of worrying about two things at once. Cause for the last year it was like, not only do we have to find a new studio, but I also want to try to find a house. And we almost had one. We looked at one that was up in Pembroke, which is between Hooksett and Concord, which is about 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
But it sort of fell apart at the last minute and it didn't pass inspection.
There will be one.
Yeah. So it's scary. This last year has been really, really stressful and scary. I had lost a lot of weight and then I put a little back on cause I've been doing nothing but stress eating lately, but I'm starting to lose a little bit more.
Oh, that reminds me, I got a black and white cookie. I forgot to eat it. Now I'm thinking about it.
And, So I'll be happy when this year. It's just been a really tough year.
Yeah, it has
just
been
across the board.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's like, think it's a year has gone by. When this first happened in October, you know, it was, you know, like what the heck is gonna happen? But at least a lot of things are resolved now. So
there's far,
still some
hopefully.
Unknowns, but
there's still the right. There's still the construction of the actual building that needs to be done. So hopefully that'll happen. Other than that, just I don't know, there's been, I mean, Sarah and I just celebrated our fifth wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
On Saturday. Did 9, 10, 11. This is what I do to treat her to our wedding anniversary is I make her move boxes of my junk out of our house into her old bedroom. So yay.
Well, that's
happy anniversary, honey.
That's it's very special.
But then we went home and we watched Raiders of the Lost Ark. So we got Pan Asia and we watched Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh,
and
nice,
so
she was
very happy.
Oh, Pan Asia. So now we're talking about food. So now, like, now I need to talk about this new Vietnamese restaurant like downtown, which was completely unexpected. So there's this. So there's a kind of Vietnamese sandwich. It's called a banh mi. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay,
not being Vietnamese.
Okay,
and. These are amazing sandwiches. They're made on these Vietnamese variations of a crusty French baguette.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a little bit lighter than the standard baguette. They're not as elastic. I think they're made with some rice flour.
But
inside the baguette, you know, they have a combination of lightly pickled, slightly sweet and savory, well, mostly sweet, sweet and vinegary pickled white radish and carrots.
Yep.
Then they have some cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are kind of the base. And then depending on the sandwich, you have pâté, which is kind of like, it's like the French Canadian croton, except it's warm, if you like that stuff. But it adds a nice kind of creamy texture. Not everybody likes it.
Yep.
And then there's a variety of different fillings. And I used to be able to get these at the Saigon Market back when they used to be in Nashville.
On Saturday mornings, right?
Saturday mornings. And there was a 30-minute window.
Yeah, you'd have to get up early.
And I'll go get those things there. And then they closed down the Nashua branch and they opened up the one in Manchester, which is actually really nice. They actually have more sandwiches now. So if you drive up there the 20-25 minutes, you can get your sandwich.
That's up near the New Hampshire Institute of Art.
I think it is. Yeah, it's pretty close.
A block over, yeah.
Yeah. So I've been there a couple of times, but then I was coming back from the steampunk festival from a few weeks ago at Make It Labs on 25 Crown Street.
Okay.
And I just happened to see the sign that said Saigon Sandwich. I said, is that what I think it is? And so I stopped in there, and it happened to be the first day that they were opening.
That's crazy.
And like they had just, they weren't even officially open, but I went in there and got a sandwich, and it was really good. Mm-hmm. So I've been there like 5 times since they opened, like I guess like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
They were briefly closed. They were shut down by the National Health and Health Department because they had not done some administrative paperwork, apparently.
Oh.
But then they were open like within a week. So,
oh, okay. Look at that,
so all is well. All is well.
Yes.
Now there's a reason to go to the south side of South Main Street. Other than
yeah, it's like the, it's right after City Hall. It's like right at the end sort of what they
So I don't usually think about eating in that area at all.
No,
you know? And because the parking is kind of it's hard to get to, and you know it's a little bit on the rundown side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
yeah, that building is but it was good. We went and had some Friday. Was it Friday?
You liked it, didn't you?
It was. I'm thinking about it right now. I was like, I could use one of those for lunch.
So you didn't have.
No, I had the sort of the basic chicken one,
the grilled chicken,
and it was just the whole thing tasted a little sweet, which so I need to figure out if that's actually healthy for me to be having that because I need to avoid sugar. But
you should be avoiding bread too. But if you watch the amount you eat,
yes,
yeah,
yep,
yeah. So I need to do that too. But you know what? I had a terrible, terrible realization. You know how all my... Does it seem recently like all our friends are taking up half marathons?
Yeah, everybody's
running. Everyone's running.
Yeah, stop running,
people. And so I remember talking to... Like, when I used to get my hair cut, when I had hair to cut, my hair dresser?
Yep.
My hair... Not style... The person who cut my hair.
Yep.
Kim, she used to run with Duncan, her friend Duncan.
Oh, okay.
And I asked her why she did it, and she said, well, she likes to eat a lot. And so if she doesn't run, she can't eat a lot because she'll get huge.
Yep.
And and Duncan said something similar once. And then so it kind of hit me that, you know, if I really want to eat more, dieting is running. Incompatible with this. So I need to actually start exercising.
Yep.
So that's the horrible realization. That's
exercise.
The truth, dude.
Exercise.
You
gotta,
so.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway.
Yes. What else has been going on?
Let's see. Well, I've been working in the living room cafe.
Yeah. Oh, can we like...
Oh, we can go roving.
We're going to swing this around. We could probably swing this one around. So this is the new...
True. Yeah.
Here's the new cafe. Well, this is the new living room and stuff. And that's his new little IKEA thing that he just got. He painted the walls. It's like this nice blue. And there's our computer monitor that we're using. And there's our sumo chair that we moved from the studio. I'm going to swing this back around. Mm-hmm. It does look, I like the blue in here. The blue is nice, and I really like those little orange accents that are like going out towards
those
the...
Those are nice, aren't they?
They are. I like that. I was kind of expecting more orange in here.
These are the original wall colors right now. And
I think I'd like to see one of these walls or both of them orange. I don't know how you feel about that, but...
Well, I figured I was.
I also kind of noticed that the accent and this blue, in a way, kind of go with your task planner color scheme.
Well, when I started with this floor color, that was kind of sticking. It was a key determinant. Once I just figured out what floor I wanted,
yep,
that kind of made a big difference. I'm trying to set this.
Our podcast is now going to be a series of moving cameras around.
Yeah. So I'm going to switch to this other camera.
Okay.
If I can figure out how to do it.
The floor cam.
I'm going to switch to floor cam.
Live cam.
So boom.
Straight transition. From the live cam.
So yeah, so this
it's
floor.
Dave's living room.
Oh, look at the cat.
And there's the cat.
So this floor, when I picked this floor color, that kind of determined what colors I could paint the wall. So originally I was thinking about a really light color, but then as I was looking it over, it might be nice if it was a dark cave-like feeling to it, because I only have the light coming from this side over here.
The outside, yeah.
And then, so you can see kind of how it falls off now.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And so this blue is very specifically chosen to go with this
floor,
and then knowing what the color of these tables were, which Daryl made.
Yep.
So that orange, that blue, so orange and blue are complementary colors.
Okay.
You know, the tones are picked so like there's kind of a there's a clear range. The floor is this deep ocean of darkness. And then the blue is kind of like a little bit lighter, and it's made less oppressive because of the white floorboards.
Yep.
You know, this is why I got the high gloss white calyx unit over mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And then the table. So the table, that table color, I picked the paint to go with that table color and also go with this floor.
I gotcha.
And so this is why, you know, but, you know, I, other than blue, what, I guess I just kind of like this blue.
Yeah.
You know, or,
I like it. I think it looks nice. The variations of it. And I do like how the sun comes in on one side and you just get this gradient of blue color that goes from one end to the, towards the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty nice, I think.
I also think, I almost want to see a second one of these, what did you call it, a calyx?
Yeah, yeah.
I almost want to see a second one going that way, and then it would divide that area into like a designated little...
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's an interesting idea, but yeah, I could get a smaller one.
Yeah, maybe just...
But I'm concerned about like putting too much furniture in this room.
Yeah.
I don't want to close that off the area off because... If I wanted to make that a big table, because those are two small individual tables, and those are two tables that are set up over there.
Yep.
When Thanksgiving time, I put all four of them together and make it a huge table.
Yep.
If I had another unit to move out of the way, unless I put it on casters, but they don't recommend putting the tall unit on casters.
Huh.
So that's why it's like that, you know, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Yeah.
That's
pretty cool. You've done a lot of nice work in here so far. The colors.
Yeah, my
really
friend
nice.
Katie Dutton, she actually offered to paint this for me.
Nice.
And so I hired her to do this, so I didn't have to. So she did the bulk of all this painting work, and then the accent colors that are down the hallway with that bright orange thing.
Which,
the idea is kind of it looks like the orange portals in Portal. So it kind of looks like that, you know, but I screwed around with that a lot.
Nerd.
Yeah. Oops. So there's still some work there, but these are the original colors of the space. That's dark green wall.
Okay.
And I thought I would just leave it up just to see what it'd be look like. Because like if you're looking from looking down that side, and you see one set of colors, you know, and they're largely harmonious.
Yeah.
You look at this side, you see a whole different set of colors.
Right.
And, you know,
the little webcam that's set up on you, the close-up cam right now, it gets half the screen is blue and half the screen is green.
Oh, is it?
Because of the background.
Yeah. That's funny.
So it's like this colorful set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this wall is blue.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So you can.
Yeah. You can see the little divider. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. You kind of see that.
Right. Looks good though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So are we going to talk about what time? I mean, how far into the podcast are we? We are
40 minutes. Well, I don't know.
This is just the regular 30 minute template. So we're 17 minutes in. We've
All right,
got
we'll
13
going.
Minutes to.
I also got a.
Oops.
Oh, what's going on?
Something happened.
Are we still on?
Yeah, we're still on.
Okay. I got a new piece of camera equipment that I've been sort of lusting after for an extremely long time and saving up for a long time.
Thanks, Kit, for pointing out the view was screwed up.
Sorry. Hey, you know, this is all real time. This is how this works.
Yep.
Just you're watching it, warts and all. I finally got a medium format digital back for my medium format.
Did you bring it?
Film camera. I didn't. No, I haven't been to the studio yet.
Oh, packed up.
But I finally got it's a Phase One. It's an old P30 digital back. It's 31 megapixels or something like that. The reason why I got it was I have a Hasselblad 500cm. It's an old medium format film camera. I just think the Hasselblad is just the greatest design ever. It's just like the perfect blend of sculpture and utilitarianism and... I just love it. And since I've been all of my client work is digital now, I haven't really had a chance to use it as much as I want. Like I'll throw in a roll of film every once in a while. Usually if we go on vacation or something, I'll bring it. But I wanted to figure out a way to incorporate more into everyday work. And I had a little piggy bank and I had been saving up for a really long time. And I knew at some point, like I knew I was going to end up with an older back because the new backs are just too expensive. Like just the more resolution you get, they're ridiculous, you know, $25,000, $30,000, $45,000. Just crazy, crazy, you know, but super high end. So I was like, okay. Oh. And the biggest thing that I wanted was I wanted a back that I could put on the back of the Hasselblad and not be connected to a computer. A lot of them you have to shoot tethered. So you hook a computer into the back of this medium format digital bag. And basically you take a shot and then you walk over to the laptop that you're connected to, and that's where you see the stuff. But I wanted to be completely mobile. I wanted to have a back that I could put a memory card in or a compact flash card in, and I could shoot right to the card. Nice. After all this looking and just years and years and years and years of saving up and everything, I finally came across this one, and it was too good of a deal to pass up. So I jumped on it, and it came in about 3 months ago, 2 months ago. I haven't really had a chance to really sort of put it through its paces yet. But it came in, and it looks fantastic, and it's working really well. I'm going to learn all its little intricacies. The problem with this back is that it came out 10 years ago, so it came out in 2006.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing is just the little LCD screen on the back is just an absolute piece of garbage. Like, it's obvious yeah, really. That when it came out, it was like $26,000. And it was obvious that the money went into the actual sensor, the large, giant, medium format sensor, and not the screen. So I have to sort of learn what perfect exposure looks like on this really bad screen so that when I look at it, I'll know that I've got it. I've been doing some tests here at the studio, and you look at it and you're like, that looks way off. And then you import the memory card into the computer and everything looks good. But it's very exciting. And now, like, I have a little kit, and I just bought a telephoto lens so I could start shooting headshots with it, because I like to shoot long. And I've been doing little tests and everything. And it's exciting. It's like that dream piece. Now I have this Hasselblad with a digital back. I can throw the two together. Then I can start using it on location work and start using it in studio work. And so it's exciting. So that you'd think cool. That's it. Like, that's it as far as gear lust ever. Like, I'm done. Like, I don't need anything ever else ever again. And it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting the next few weeks, and it'll be interesting when we move into this new studio space, because a lot of the stuff from the studio is currently in Sarah's old bedroom, like extra light stands and all this kind of stuff. So, like, I have three C stands, and I have a portable light stand, and I have, like, one soft box, and I have a beauty dish. And so it'll be interesting to work minimally for a couple of months while I try to figure everything out.
That's great.
So I might, and I figured the way the new studio is, I'm going to have one wall, and then the other artist is going to have the other wall. So if I can take that one wall and sort of put like little hanging things where I can just basically hang everything, like all the light stands, I can just hang them on these little hooks and stuff and just have all the walls. Uh-huh. So we'll see. It's going to be an interesting challenge as far as fit up and stuff.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but I got that back. So I'm very happy about that.
I don't think I've seen it yet, because it's been such a long time since I've really... Well, I've been to your studio, but we have just been...
Just quick catch up.
I haven't gotten a chance to like really mess with anything.
Right. Yeah. And it's starting to really feel like just a giant empty hall at this point. Yeah. It's starting to get kind of lonely in there. It has to happen. So it's going to happen regardless. So
it's passing. And it's good that it's making things happen. So this kind of change actually can be really good.
Yeah, and I don't deal with change very well. Like, I hate change. So every ounce of my being is like just like dragging feet and being like, no, this is where I've been since 2004. I'm comfortable here. But I got to deal with that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Like, I've been thinking a lot about what really bothers me.
Yeah.
And I think there's two things that really bother me. It's not so much change that bothers me, but it's the uncertainty that comes from it.
Yeah.
And even for things that are known, for example, like if I need to do the dishes and I don't, it's like, I don't want to do them because I don't know how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
And if I don't know how long it's going to take, then I don't want to do it.
Right.
And this is like a very basic constant resistance that I have, and I have to actually trick myself into doing it. This is why I have this co-working chat room thing set up now.
Right, to try to get you to...
Yeah, and so it's actually been really effective. Like, at first just set up one of the voice channels just so we wouldn't talk, but we would just hear other people typing.
Then a little ambient sound.
Someone else is working.
Yeah.
I should work too. it's been surprisingly effective, and I've been making these live stream co-working videos.
Yep.
And just because really I was just complaining around the technology. While you've been like doing the digital back stuff, I've been figuring out how this live streaming stuff works.
Right.
Because for some reason I find it fascinating. And
this is crazy, by the way. There's like we've got one, two cameras, and then it just there's all this stuff.
Yeah, I've spent kind of I would say about maybe $1,000 on gear.
That's crazy.
But it's cheap gear too.
Right.
I mean, like this camera is like $60.
Yeah.
These microphones we had before for the podcast.
Right.
There's a Thunderbolt USB 3 adapter that allows me to run multiple USB cameras off of the... Usually you can't do that on a computer. You need, because you need actually a specific bus transfer characteristics. So, AOS, and you know, long story short, is like the combination of company with people, just feeling that they're around there. We don't need to be talking or socializing or networking or that kind of stuff. We just need to kind of be around there and know that we're kind of on the same page as far as like, I want to get some stuff down and I don't want to do it by myself.
Right.
You know, I, that doesn't mean I want your help. It doesn't mean I want you to feel sorry for me. I just want to hear, I just don't want to be feel like the only chump doing this work by myself.
Right.
And so, you know, that's one aspect of it. And the other aspect is the uncertainty, like, and just that prevents me from starting things. Like, for example, like for me to start going to the gym, I need to find my gym bag. I have no idea where it is. No idea. And then so like, oh, how, and it's this irrational part of my brain that's saying like, you don't know where it is. This could take forever. It will take forever. An uncertain, an unknown amount of time feels like forever. You know, it's like if I ask you, hey, do you want to go and check out this new restaurant? It's authentic Chinese food. And in your head, you're thinking, you know, monkey heads. And,
shoot and the monkey brains.
And you're going like, but you know, like, but I, if, you know, so there's maybe that initial reaction that you might have, you know. But then there's part of you that might think to just, you know, convince yourself to go like, they probably have beef and broccoli and I like beef and broccoli. Right, right. That's hard to slip monkey brains into, right? Even though, I'm not going to tell you what goes into those Vietnamese sandwiches.
No, please don't. Don't.
The ones you got were
let
fine.
Let me enjoy the...
Those are fine. The cold cut ones. It's like if you buy an Italian sub.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff in bologna.
Yeah.
You don't want to know, right? Yeah. So it's like pig snouts and you know,
lips and
pig hoofs and butts. Stuff like that. Butts? Or, well, how, ham is butt, isn't it?
What? Ham?
Butts or ham?
Don't, I don't want to know. Don't. We have a friend that's like super vegan, and every time we get together and I'm like sitting there drinking my milk and stuff, like she just tries to get into this whole thing about, you know, like, don't you understand what you're drinking? I'm like, I don't want to. Let me just enjoy a few things. Like, I get it, and eventually everybody dies from something.
And she's like, no, you're not going to enjoy that stuff.
Exactly. She's evil. Like, let me tell you what I'm going to do. And I'm like, I don't want to hear about what's wrong with the milk I'm drinking. Just let me enjoy my milk and let me be.
Well, you know, the thing with milk is.
Don't ruin it. Don't do this. Don't do this to me.
Well, it's loaded with calories. That's
give
the
me,
only thing.
Give me my thing.
Loaded with calories.
Yes. And I had been really good when I lost a lot of weight. It was because I was drinking. I fluctuate between 1% and 2%. Our music is coming up.
Yeah, we're up to the 30-minute mark.
Are we done?
We're done.
Oh, we haven't seen this. So much we need to talk about. Maybe we should do two.
We back to back.
Yeah, we could do this one.
Good
and
idea.
Up
I like it,
and then we could have one for like, yeah, later in the week.
It took forever to set up, so we might as well just like roll them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We could do a whole day of it. I got all catered.
Discombobulated.
Catered with sandwiches.
Oh.
All right. But go on. Finish your story.
I lost track of thought. I lost what I was saying.
Let's see. We're fat.
Yeah, basically. We're too fat. Much? Oh, no. Yeah. So when I lost a lot of weight, it was because I was switching between 1% and 2%.
Yeah.
And then when all this stress started to happen, I sort of, you know, it's like being an alcoholic, only it's with milk. So I went back to the 1%. You know, I was just like running around with a paper bag full of 1% milk or whole milk. And the weight went back up. And then just recently I switched back to 1%. And I've lost weight again. So my heaviest, I was 260. Right before last Christmas, I was down to 225. And right now I'm at 233. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to get well below 225, but,
I found these pictures of like around when we first met and you know, there's a stark difference.
Is there?
Yeah. I look much fatter than
right.
You were really thin.
Was I really?
You were actually like, it's like, there's this picture of you at the, in Hollis, there's that, that kind of sort of park like place.
Yeah. Beaverbrook.
Yeah. It's not Beaverbrook. It was, we were doing some sort of shoot there for something. I think it was with Vanessa.
Well, it might have been.
Yeah, it was like an old apple orchard or something like that. Yeah, you know, so I have like, you know, some candid pictures on my old Tumblr.
Oh.
And, you know.
I look a little thinner.
Yeah, I'll just show you the picture.
Yeah, well.
We can put it in the
show. So we're working on that. We're working on bringing it back down.
So it's time to wrap this up now.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this podcast. Until next time, I am Photographer Sid Caesar.
I'm Designer Dave Say.
And have a good week. with all our video stuff. And we can do this. Music provided by Michael Bellar.
American Chair Dance.
As is Ensemble. You can visit him at michaelbellar.com.
MichaelBellar.com.
And stick around, and we're going to probably do another one and get a little nerdy and talk about games and movies and junk.
And that's the podcast. Bye.
See you later.
It's good to be back.
I'm so hungry.